Mr. President, and congratulations on your role. Australia thanks the High Commissioner for his report. Almost 3 years into Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine, we continue to see Russia's blatant disregard for its international humanitarian law and international human rights law obligations, as is evident from the statement we have just heard. Amid the countless violations documented in your report, Australia remains deeply concerned by Russia's violations of the rights of prisoners of war, including harrowing accounts of widespread and systematic torture and ill treatment. We are alarmed at the significant increase in reports of executions of Ukrainian service persons captured by Russian armed forces. We deplore the use of sexual violence against prisoners of war and the lack of medical care and sanitary conditions, and call on Russia to treat all prisoners of war with dignity and in accordance with international humanitarian law. We condemn Russia's reported attacks on civilian infrastructure and any targeting of civilians, including humanitarian personnel and emergency workers. We join calls for OHCHR, the ICRC and other independent international monitors to have the fullest possible access to all areas of Ukraine controlled by Russia, including places of detention. And we repeat our calls for Russia to withdraw its forces from Ukrainian territory and end this senseless war. Thank you.